comment ça va? Est-ce que tu te sens bien?
Good morning, Erica. Good morning, Siam.
Good morning, Eliane.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Although you are familiar with the studio, you all know that. But today you are here with me because not that you are volunteering with us with the musical programs, but you are also musicians by yourself, yeah?
Exactly.
Yes. And you have something in going on, something preparing for the Saturday.
Yes, exactly. A concert at the Well Cafe. Mm-hmm. So I can't remember which community is it.
Swedam,
yes. Yeah. So it's the Saturday 8 with the Caribbean dinner for a Caribbean night.
So you can enjoy Caribbean food and Caribbean music. So we will perform for a live band show with Suresh on the drum, me on the guitar, and Erica on the voice.
Yes.
West Indies are also really rich in music, right? Different styles.
Yes.
So what styles are you
doing?
That's a bit difficult because it's not only Caribbean music. It's Caribbean music, but mixed with our French influence because we are from Paris. So we used to listen jazz, hip-hop and soul, and we mixed all this with the Caribbean rhythms.
Rhythm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, because Erica's parents come from Martinique, so French, yeah, yes. French West Indies. So, yeah, we try to mix all our influence. So, in the Caribbean, they say like it's a nouvelle vague créole.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like new.
New creole generation of musicians and singers.
And population as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Where you come, otherwise? I mean, where you
from? For me, my father come from Cambodia, and my mother come from France. But I grew up in the suburbs of Paris, so a lot of my friends come from West Indies, Africa, Maghreb. So I learned the music with all this influence. For example, I learned the guitar with a Cape Verdean from Cape Verde Island.
Beautiful music,
yeah? Yeah, really beautiful. But there's a lot of similarities with West Indian rhythm.
Oh, with Cuban, I
think. Yeah,
also but you can find some rhythm, sometimes exactly the same. So for me, it was really easy. Too much with the Caribbean music.
So I think the new generation, we are getting there to be global, right? So actually it's like, ask somebody, where are you from? And it's, oh, my parents are this and that, and that and that and that, and we all mix, no? That's beautiful, no?
Yeah. No, that's the point. Exactly.
So the music would be, well, I'm still curious, because I would maybe characterize you as a soul singer. Somehow I think you are thinking about things, going through the world, and you look like a soft person. So what do you say, what is your type of music? What is?
It's even in France, when people ask me what kind of music are you playing, I say, oh, you should listen. Because it sounds sometimes like Brazilian music, and after like Caribbean, and sometimes, oh, but you sing like hip-hop music. Yes, it's very, really, really mixed. But I think maybe
there's a common roots, and we can say like it's, you know, the groove. That's what we're trying to do in you know, on the radio. That's what we call the program
World Groove Connection. And sometimes people say that's world music, but for me, world music is really
difficult.
Yes, it's nothing.
It's,
in fact, you can have.
I got a friend drummer who actually said to you, how you can classify it music? Music is the sound, so you cannot classify it, but we tend to put the label so we can, I can expect maybe.
We try to explain with the word that the best way to do it is to hear it.
J'ai vu des choses futiles, inutiles, qui ne reflètent
on Saturday, I think we're gonna be really surprised.
I hope so.
Are there any where you may be inspired with the place? Because a lot of people who come around, they get inspired and start composing.
Yeah,
is there any new song?
In fact, because we here first of all for compose the new album of Erika. Mm-hmm. So there is a first album who called Le Voyage.
Like so, which means the journey. Journey.
Yeah, yes, the journey. And so you can see the different influence, some Arabic influence in one song, some Haitian influence in another song, some...
We used to mix even the instruments,
yeah.
So we call on this album one kora drummer, for example.
No, not drummer, kora, like...
The string instrument, yeah.
African harp.
African harp, yes. Yeah.
Different names, it depends where it comes
from.
Exactly. And on stage I used to play with a Brazilian drummer and sometimes with a Cuban bassist. Mm. So it's a pleasure, yes.
And I will be with an Indian drummer, so it's good.
Yes.
And even, here, like well, Indian
Suresh
music.
Suresh is really adaptable. Like, good in jazz.
Yeah, he knows a lot. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But for us, jazz is also common root because it's already mixed. There's like some African influence, some Occidental influence. So we just continue the way that the music.
You said journey, and as far as also your personal life is kind of a journey, right?
Exactly. We used to travel all around the world. Because for me, it's really essential to find the inspiration during the travel. And I don't know, it's like, it's my life. You know, music, travel, it's my life. I can't even think my life without traveling and without music. This is
impossible
for me. I know that this is a chance for me. To do that, to be able to do that. So when I travel, it's opening my eyes, it's opening, I don't know if you understand.
Your mind.
My mind, my...
It transfers your
ears. My ears as well. And yes, that's the moment I can write 1, 2, 3 songs. So that's fantastic for me to travel and to find all these influences.
Yeah, nothing. So what do you think?
Exactly. I'm totally agree. But I think even if you're not a musician, like the
for the other people who are
I think it's essential to people. It's a good way to growing up, to try to open your mind. Like to see that you're not the center of the world.
Exactly.
Your way of thinking is not maybe the right. It's all you can like find different way of thinking, and I think it's really really essential for the new generation to try to do something.
To expand the horizon, to learn, and actually it's the best learning ways to travel.
Exactly. I think it should be a program school, you know. Not going to school, you just
have to stop you in between because it sounds actually the way we a lot of us do see the things should go. But do you manage with your music to support yourself to travel? Is it enough? Because traveling still does requires. I know it doesn't take much because basically you need like some kind of flight tickets. But you manage to do that with music.
Half,
yes. Yes.
Because the other half is what?
Yes.
Living in Paris. What do you do in Paris?
In France, we have a half job,
half part
job, because it's really difficult to live
only with
music. But that's strange. In India, for example, we got more opportunities than in France, because in France we're not so original.
I mean, you are original, but it's like there's so many people.
Yeah.
And like music at this time is not like a good business.
Yes.
So the people are really afraid to invest in the new music, new artists. So they're just doing like commercial thing. And I think like India has this potential because it's a big country who wants, you know, to heard new style, new things. Yeah. So,
because in France, I'm original because our music is really new. But I'm not original because I'm Caribbean from France.
And you're French. So,
so they just don't really manage with that. It is really complicated. And I think that people in the big industries of music in France, they want something really easy to put on radio. And we are doing...
Something that they know also.
Yes, something that
like
they know.
You was talking about to put in a case to say, oh, this is this music. Mm-hmm. And as we said, when you ask, what music are you doing? Say, it's a little bit old, little bit jazz. Okay, but where should we put the disc, you know, in the store? So, yeah, I think they don't want to sing too much.
Okay, you said for you now it's easy because you're in India. So it's do you have any relatives who are coming from Pondicherry and they were living in Martinique? Because the connection between Pondicherry and Martinique and Guadeloupe is pretty strong, no?
Yes. But I'm not sure that this is the real pond.
No, you don't.
Yes, it's more like Indian people. They are really, really curious. And when you are... But in fact, this is really easy when you travel anywhere with the guitar, you find a connection with local people.
Yeah,
of
course.
Yes.
And in India
and
as well.
In India
like,
as
they
well.
Really love music, yeah?
Mm. And they really love music and they know a lot about music.
Yeah.
Yes, because this is really rich and they ask you to play some different music because they used to hear a lot of their own music but not so much from Caribbean or yes. So when you arrive with
but we came here because it's not relative but we have a good friend. Mm-hmm. Who is half Pondicherian and half French.
Yes.
And she said, oh, you should come, you will enjoy to stay. Mm-hmm. Here. And for us, we were searching for a place to stay, but only to practice music. And also India is cheaper than France, so for us as a musician it was easier to come here and to try to be focused only on the music and not worry about the money. We have to think about this.
So if I understand correct, actually you came around basically to work on Erika's new album.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's the purpose. How are we getting the picture on this? Oh, okay, it's close to Pondy, but still.
Why Auroville?
Yeah.
Because before to come in Pondy, we have heard a little bit about Auroville.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think also music give us like, you know, this interest about spiritual things, about like a new way to think, maybe to change the society. And I think Auroville is a good start, is a good, maybe, I don't know if it's an example, but it exists, so...
Good start.
Yeah, maybe
yes.
A good start.
And you can experiment a lot
can,
of things
yeah.
here,
and meet,
learn a lot of things.
We're supposed to evolve in
superhumans. Yeah, 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 yeah. Of course. But when you come here, at least you can meet people who is aware about a lot of things. And when you are in France, sometimes you know this kind of talk.
Mm.
The people don't understand what you're thinking or what you are talking about, or sometimes people
or some topics
can be
even
close.
You become like a kind of half mad, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So here, yeah, it's good. You can have a good talk with people about
normal conversations.
Yeah,
to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's normal,
like normal
conversation. But when you are in the in Paris, you can find a lot of people who start to sing like this. but sometimes you feel to explain a lot of things, and
it's really more complicated. Yes. And
so you have a feeling that the globally the people and humans are opening up to the new consciousness.
I have this feeling.
Yes, even with the very young.
The new generation.
These are the best.
Yes.
Even here, you can see them.
It's crazy because sometimes now we I'm 32, she's 31, so we look younger because of the yoga.
Because of the yoga, maybe.
I'm kidding, but
it's
hard, I think. Maybe, I don't know, but we feel when we talk like to the, for example, 20 or 15. Like they are really aware about and conscience. I don't know if you can say that about this. And when I say okay, when I was this age,
I was not thinking about it.
No, I was thinking, but I didn't have any answer. I feel like kind of lost. When you talk with them, they are really like really aware about that, and they say like some really clever things. And it's impressive me.
Yes.
To me, it's the most impressive because all this generation are coming up, Indigo, Crystal Jude, they are always coming with a really humanity in the focus. And they really know what is wrong and what is right, you know, on the conscious level.
Yes, yes.
So that you cannot, I mean, it's amazing, but it's cool, huh? No?
Yes. I think yes.
To me, it's easier. Like, okay, finally some people are coming.
Yes.
I'm really curious about what happened.
Yes, and they really find the balance between...
and the nature. I mean, it's interesting, but it's true.
Yes.
Yeah, and there is a kind of a balance, okay, because I think like the world is like those two opposite things, like material thing and after spiritual thing. For me, I feel it's time like to join.
Yes.
And not to say this one is the bad thing and the other one is the good thing, because like extremity for me is never the good way. I think you have to find the balance between this and I think people try. Sometimes you can see like people, you know, really fashion, and you can have like a judgment to say, oh, this guy is only about physical thing, you know. And when you talk with them, they are very into spiritual thing also.
Yes.
And I think it's good, you know. It's not because you're spiritual that you have to just. Be like, I don't know, naked in the forest.
Instead of the Africans, you know, the African continent, most of the people are so spiritual, but they don't talk about it, but they are, you know, like, per se, they are spiritual, and they are the fashion, you know, this kind of thing. It's like, whoa, that has nothing to do with it, but it's just, as you said, it's a balance,
Yeah, it's a balance, but even now when you go in, for example, in Ghana or Nigeria, they're really into fashion thing. You know, so it's not only people in Africa. It's not people only in the how you say, like the bush. You know, there's like same thing in India. You know, it's the modernity growing up against like the traditional thing. But I think it's coming to meet together. And we have to try to find a way to not lose
the traditional
way, but at the same time you need the modernity to try to give a good life. But I think like it's a balance that you have to find between the both.
And that's because the experiment in Auroville. That's why it's really interesting for us.
What is the thing that you are maybe fascinated or you really like about Auroville?
First of all, it's the nature.
Yeah, the forest.
Wow, it's amazing. And that's the first thing I heard about. The fact that it was a desert, and after, because I really, and this is an amazing forest. This is not only free trees, and for me it's really interesting because I'm interested in permaculture, and in Martinica as well, we get a reconnection with our old traditions of permaculture, mm-hmm. or African permaculture. There is a term for that. This is jardin créole, mm-hmm. like Creole garden.
Creole garden, yeah.
And it was almost lost, but people came back to the jardin créole because they don't want anymore the pesticide and those kind of things. And I think there is a conscience about this in the world. Mm-hmm. And here in Auroville, it's fantastic to see this big forest, because this is the first time, I think, that we see a forest like this from a desert. And in 40 years old, you can really see the difference from before to after and prove, okay,
it works. That
it can be done, yeah.
Yes, it can be done.
And it can be an example.
Yes.
I think about like Haiti, that yes. because there are a lot of problems with the forest.
Yes.
Start to disappear, yes. So yeah.
For me, this is a hope for humanity. Mm. Auroville with this forest says, okay, mm. we can do that, so we can and save the world.
Yeah.
Like,
no, but
you know, the Sedona Forest got a piece of land in Haiti, yeah?
Yeah, I heard about it.
After the
incredible
earthquake.
And also in Africa.
Yeah.
They started with Kenya recently.
Oh, really? No, it's good, so it gave hope.
Yes.
Okay, let's just repeat. When, where?
The 8th, Saturday, 8th of August. August. So yeah. This Saturday at the Well Café.
At the Well Café. So Erika on the voice, me on the guitar, and Suresh on the drum. And Orly for you for the food, Caribbean
yes.
food.
For the Caribbean so, night.
So come, we're waiting for you to yes. give you a good show and to share some good vibes with you.
Yes, good vibrations.
Thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, friends.
Baby girl now, pas inquiété. Gade qui m'en y'a nous café, good vibes à monter. Laissez ton corps aller nous la pour décompresser. Siroté en bas soleil à s'amoler. Ok fait, ouais tout ça mou gain en mon pays. Blada, on dit si nos vols, c'est pas qu'est-ce bouillon wara. Mou quand même qu'à parler, t'as dit c'est belle tisista.
Faut t'écouter ça.
Bokan se bet pou di, mette zot ko hare. Un deuxième bet aussi big up pou tout le lay de Madinina. Guyana non nous peut pas arrêter ça. C'est à nos héris qu'à bazot bet à consent.
Pani pour moun qui peut vin arrêter nous, non. Ou seul la pani pour moun qui peut vin stopper good pass. Milan.